The next day, I spoke to Mrs. Gross again. What was she like, the last governess?
Young and beautiful, miss, like you.
He likes us young and beautiful, then, I said, thinking of the rich gentleman in London.
Oh, he did, replied Mrs. Gross. He liked everyone that way. I mean, he does, she finished.
Who were you speaking of just then? I asked her.
Oh, the master, of course.
I went on thinking about the last governess.
Did she die here? No, miss. She went home for a holiday, but she never came back. And then the master told us that she was dead. And now, said Mrs. Gross, I must get back to work.
When Miles arrived, I knew at once that the letter was a terrible mistake. He was a good, sweet child, just like his sister. I spoke to Mrs. Gross immediately.
Anyone can see he is not bad. Look at him.
She smiled.
Yes, miss.
So, what will you do about the letter now?
Nothing, I said. And what will you tell the master?
Nothing.
And what will you say to the boy?
Nothing.
Then I'll help you, miss, she said, kissing me happily.
I knew then that she was my friend. And so I began lessons with Miles and Flora. The children were young, strong, and happy, and were always nice to me. But soon, something happened at Bly that changed everything. In those long summer days, I often went outside for a walk when the children were in bed. On these evening walks, I often thought about how well I was doing my job.